This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. For Nicole Kontos, today was supposed to be one of the most beautiful days of her life. Today was her wedding day, the day that she was to marry the man of her dreams, and her family had pulled out all the stops to make this a dream day for her. She was in an exquisite wedding dress. She arrived at the church in a Rolls Royce. The Archbishop was inside waiting to perform the ceremony, and hundreds of friends and family from all around the world had showed up to watch her get married. Now, everything was perfect, seemingly perfect, until the best man went over to Nicole and whispered in her ear that the groom would not be coming. He ain't showing up. Now, can you imagine the shock, the pain? If you're married, think about your own wedding day. You're nervous, you're anxious, feeling a little scared, but you're excited. You're happy. You've got your family around you. You're about to marry the person of your dreams, and it's going to be a beautiful day. It's supposed to be. But now imagine if your partner, the person you were supposed to marry, didn't show up, didn't come to the wedding, last minute, told you I ain't coming. And actually, they didn't even tell you. They sent somebody else to tell you. Can you imagine how that would make you feel? Heartbroken. That's a bad situation, man. Now, this is what happened with Nicole and what she did. With all this pain, with all this shock of her husband-to-be not showing up and not coming to the wedding, her family, thinking about all the hundreds of guests that decided to show up, they decided, you know what? We're going to go through with the reception. We're going to go through with this dinner. And then everybody rallied around Nicole and asked her what she wanted to do. After all, this is her day. And in an act of great, great courage, she decided to change into a little black dress, go to the party, dance solo to I Will Survive, and have a good time. Now, this, of course, wasn't the dance that she had anticipated, but it made her an icon of gutsiness in the national press the next day when everybody picked up the story and word spread about what happened. She was like a football player who ran the wrong way. And here was an event that could have defined and diminished her. But instead, it enlarged her. Now, it's interesting. Nicole spoke repeatedly about the pain and the trauma of being stood up at her wedding, right? She talked about how painful it was, how traumatizing this could be. But she never, ever used the word humiliated. If she had judged herself, felt flawed and unworthy, humiliated about the whole thing, then she would have run. She would have hidden. She would not have shown her face. She wouldn't have changed into that little black dress and danced I Will Survive. She would have ran away. She would have run away and, you know, pushed everybody else away. But she didn't do that. Instead, her good, clean pain made her able to surround herself with the love of her friends, her family, and to begin the healing process right away. Now, what, by the way, happened to the groom? As it turns out, he had gone on to the honeymoon. He flew off to Tahiti on his own by himself. And what happened to Nicole? Well, a couple of years later, in the same wedding dress and in the same church, she married a great guy. Was she scared? No, she actually says she wasn't. This time, I knew he was going to be there, she said. Now, I tell you this because I want you to start thinking about how you would handle unexpected, potentially humiliating situations. Would you allow those situations to humiliate you? Or would you turn those situations upside down and start dealing with it immediately with a growth mindset? Now, this was a story that I read about in a great book called Mindset by Carol Dweck. It's a very powerful book. It's actually one of my favorite books. And if you haven't heard of it or read it, I would highly suggest that you pick it up. Or if you want the summary, you can get that over at getflashnotes.com. We've got it available for you. But either way, pick up this book and learn about the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. A person with a growth mindset is somebody who is ready and willing to constantly develop themselves, better themselves, and move forward and grow, no matter the situation. Somebody who can deal with a painful situation and come out of the other side better than they were before. Somebody with a fixed mindset is the opposite. They allow situations to define them. In this Nicole situation with her wedding day, if she allowed herself to become humiliated and she allowed herself to become defined by that situation, then she would have had a fixed mindset approach to things. If she ran away, if she said, I'm so humiliated, I can't even look at anybody, I can't do this, well, that's a fixed mindset approach. A growth mindset approach doesn't mean that she didn't feel the pain, doesn't mean that she doesn't feel the trauma of the whole situation, doesn't mean that she didn't cry about it. But it does mean that she was ready and willing to feel the pain and move forward anyway, to deal with it, right? To say, this isn't my fault. It's not me that didn't show up. It was him. So I do feel very bad right now. I do feel like shit right now. I do feel very, very let down. But I'm going to start growing from this immediately. So that's the difference of different approaches of dealing with humiliation and pain and potentially embarrassing situations. You can either let it define you, or you can say, hey, this is what happened. Now it's time to move on. What's done is done. Now I got to figure out how to deal with it. Now I got to figure out how to grow from this. Now I got to figure out how to move forward from this and learn from it. Right, so that's one example of the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. And if you're ever in a humiliating situation like that, of any kind, in any area of life, whether it's at work or whether it's personal, no matter what it is, hopefully you'll never be in a situation like Nicole was. But if you are, hey, there's two ways you can deal with it. You can let it define you, or you can let it help you grow and become stronger. Think about that in any situation that you're in moving forward. Anything potentially embarrassing? Hey, this isn't it. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. It's not done. You can move forward, and you can actually become better as a result of it. So again, you want the book summary for this, pick it up over at getflashnotes.com. Until next time, go out there every single day. Live like you give a damn.
It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.